Do you know that about one in every three people in the United States listen to at least one podcast every month? That's millions of people listening. And do you also know that every month, thousands of podcast listeners listen to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast? Well, do you have a business, service, or event that you would love others to hear about? Then look no further. To promote your services on the podcast, send an email to talesbydrozy@gmail.com today. Or you can visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Hi guys, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozi. Last week, I introduced my partner and lifelong friend, Mr. Ade for short.
Hello.
And today I've invited him again because for some reason, a lot of people love you on the podcast. I got a lot of messages like, we want Ade back on the podcast mm-hmm. and things like that. And so today I've invited him to talk about some of the adventures that we've been up to last week. Yeah. All right. So what did we get up to last week?
Well, so Ozi gives me a call and she tells me that her friend has invited her to go camping.
Right.
And I'm like, camping.
You were not excited at all.
I really wasn't. Maybe just where I was at that point. And it was cold.
Right.
The weather's just been kind of funny. It's warm now.
Right.
But it was really, really cold the past couple of weeks.
We've gone from summer directly to winter. I feel like we skipped fall and went straight to winter. And today was actually felt like fall again. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And honestly, I don't think it was where you were at the time because I thought about it and I was like, okay, let me bring this up when, you know, right after he's had a meal. I've tried different times, but I still get the same response from you. It's always like,
Whatever.
And then you always say that it's up to me. Like, you're like, okay, whatever you want to do. And I'm just like, no, do you want to go camping?
Again, that's the dynamics of marriage. I wasn't excited about it like that, you know.
But why?
Well, it seemed like it was just like your friends. And it didn't just be like a third wheel.
Oh, no. It was like, you know, friends of ours. It wasn't just my friends. It wasn't a girls' trip for sure.
I didn't know those other people.
Oh, there were a ton of guys there. Right. So it was like guys, girls, couples, single people. It was everyone.
Because there were two different trips, right? There was one, I believe there were two different camping events.
Right. So
I wasn't really sure at the time.
Right. There was a trip that we planned to Percy Priest Lake here in Nashville, but it didn't really pan out because when I, you know, talked to the organizer, she was like, there's not going to be any bathrooms and things like that. I'm like, we out. But again, I also told, you know, friends of ours that we were going camping and these are, you know, our fellow African-American friends. And they were like, that's a white person thing to do. And I'm like, really? Yeah. Like, yeah, only white people go camping. And so it was a little discouraging at first because I couldn't get anyone on board with, you know, with this idea. So, yeah. But would you like to tell them where we went to?
Okay. So so back to that call that you made to me. So she calls me out of the blue from work and she's like, oh, her friends are inviting her to go camping. Again, I had high level of skepticism. Mm-hmm. And
then I told you about the cave.
Yes. You mentioned the cave, which was both exciting and scary.
A little bit.
Because I was like, a cave.
We've never been to a cave.
A cave.
What is wrong with a cave?
A couple of months ago in Thailand,
there
was an accident, right? Some kids get into a cave and it gets like flooded out and they're trapped there for a week or two. It was scary. Wow. You know, and I'm like,
thinking about that at the time. Yeah. And I actually wasn't aware that kids were trapped because I've been caught up for a while with just work.
Yeah, it was a couple of months ago.
Right. So I haven't really been following the news that well.
Yeah.
So I didn't know about that. Even if I did, remember when you told me that let's go parasailing? This was in, what island was this? Catalina?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I researched and I told you, Ade, people have died from parasailing. But you were like, oh no, you only.
Okay, so the difference, right, is When I told her, let's go parasailing, the first thing she does is goes to YouTube and she says, she types in parasailing accidents. So you're looking for the bad things.
No, I'm just, I want to be aware of, anyway.
Anyway.
By the way. So I tried telling you about this several times. Mm-hmm. And what were some of the fears that you had?
Again, number one, that past accident in Thailand that just mm-hmm. kept replaying in my head. Mm-hmm. And two, the food situation. So the good thing was that you know, we got sent a list of items that we had to bring potentially right. if we were going to come for the camping trip. Mm-hmm. And the food items just seemed really bland.
It was initially. A Mexican menu to start with, and it's not something that we used yeah, to that well.
We don't go out to eat specific. No, hold up. I like tacos. Hold up.
Okay.
This is the reason why.
Okay.
Ozzy some weeks ago, last month.
Uh huh.
Took me to a Mexican restaurant and the food was
horrible, you guys.
No, you don't get the chance to do that.
Oh.
The food was horrible. you don't get a chance to tell me the food was horrible.
It's not my restaurant, okay? Because,
no, it's your restaurant.
It's not mine.
In my story, it's your restaurant. Because you're the one that dragged me to tell me about this fantastic restaurant, you know, somewhere close
I
to the house.
I did not say it was fantastic. I just said that they had
the food good was Mexican trash. Food.
Okay, I agree. I take that one.
It's horrible.
It wasn't good.
It would forever be in your book. So again,
and I also took you to that other one.
Yes, yeah.
What's that other one that we?
Your restaurant choices have been amazing.
No, I wanted you to try that. I don't know. What's the other one?
Let's not do it. So, I was, you know, a little skeptical.
Right.
Again,
right.
my skeptic.
Have you ever been camping?
Yes. This was back in Zambia,
mm-hmm.
and we were much younger.
Right.
It was a class thing, mm-hmm. And we were out there for a weekend, I think, in the wild.
Right.
It was fun. It wasn't a camping like tents. We were in chalets. So you're in like these little huts, like, and then you're sleeping on the floor, of course.
Right.
And you had to have like this a mosquito, and it was just a whole thing.
But I've been camping like church camp meetings. In Nigeria.
That's not really
no, I've been youth. Okay, so we had two types of camps. Mm-hmm. We had youth camps, mm-hmm. and we had the adult camp meetings.
Were you in the wild?
We were in the wild, in the remote areas of Nigeria, but we were not sleeping out. It was not like a tent situation where you pitch your tent and things like that. No.
Okay.
It was, we could sleep, maybe we would camp in like a school and sleep in like classrooms.
Okay.
Put our sleeping bags on the ground. We definitely had a campfire. The food was also horrible. So I think in some ways it's typical camp.
Camp-esque.
Know? Right, right.
Anyway.
Right. And so the cave situation. Now,
right.
I don't know about Africans and going underground. Is there like a myth to that? Or
yeah.
is it something that is,
you know,
you just go underground?
You know, funny story. I don't even think we've told our parents.
We haven't.
That
actually.
We went to a cave.
My mom is definitely going to text us. Because last week, after the episode last week, my mom was like, so Adi knows how to cook. Was he the one that made the meal when we went to see his parents? And I was like, I'm pretty sure he wasn't.
Thank you for backing me up. Yeah, so it's not really a good thing, you
yeah.
know. There's it going caves don't have like a great I'm trying to find the right.
I feel
word.
Like if I told my mom, she would have been like, "What are you guys looking for in a cave?"
In Nigeria, bad things are done underground.
Right.
Let's just keep it. This is a family podcast, so let's just keep it that.
Right.
But there's just no real good relationship with caves.
Right.
But
I mean, I've never been to a cave, so I can't really speak to that.
I don't think you would want to go to a cave.
I can't
in
speak
Nigeria.
So we went to Mama Cave. Where is Mama Cave, baby?
It's what, an hour and a half away from here?
Yeah, maybe 2 hours.
It's actually in Kentucky.
Right.
But we actually carpooled with
a friend. We carpooled with friends, and it's on a national park,
mm-hmm.
and there's an underground cave system mm-hmm. that, you know, spans over 400 miles. And the amazing thing is, it hasn't been completely mapped out.
Right.
So as we speak, there are probably people out there trying to find out new parts in the cave
yeah.
for other
so
people
really
to go
amazing.
Through. So it's really amazing. When we got there, some of our friends had started camping from
mm-hmm.
Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw their camping gear.
They,
and
they seemed comfortable.
Yeah, they seemed pretty.
They seemed like they were having fun.
They seemed like they had. I don't think they showered, though, for 2 days. But anyway.
But again, it was cold. So
and they also
you know,
had the facility
yeah.
to shower if
yeah,
they wanted
yeah,
to. So
yeah.
it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
They probably chose not to. How was the tour for you? We did the historical tour.
Right. So the amazing thing is that it's actually 2 hours.
Right. But it doesn't feel like 2 hours. It doesn't
feel like 2 hours. So you're literally walking and crawling and, you know, squeezing through like different areas within the cave.
Right.
It was really amazing when we eventually did it. It was safe.
It was very safe. We had 2 tour guides.
Right.
There's two park rangers.
Yeah, the park rangers. There's one guy in front and there's a guy behind. Mm-hmm. So everyone's accounted for.
Right.
Super safe. We got to a particular point. It was like a rotunda.
Right.
Of course, the caves now, they've been properly prefitted, if that's the right word. So there's for lighting.
Easy passage, yeah, there's things like that.
They haven't, like, they're not like creating new paths, like, you know, digging new. It's just all properly
laid out.
Properly laid out. Yeah, there's the walkways are tiled.
Unpassable.
Unpassable, exactly. Right.
And we went 375 feet on the ground. Yeah. Babe. 375 feet. Imagine that people are buried 6 feet underground. We went 375 feet, and some of the creatures that you can find there are like bats.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and animals they even that, mentioned that they had like a river. I'm sorry to cut you.
No. Yeah, just basically like animals that don't necessarily need
eyes.
Need eyes. Yeah. Right. There.
And then the first guy to actually map the cave was an African American slave at the time, Stephen Bishop.
Yes.
And he actually went on the ground and he found a river, and he told people, he said, well, there's fish on the ground. And people did not believe him. And so he went and actually caught fish. Mm-hmm. And by the time he brought it up, they noticed that the fish had no eyes. So it was like fish without eyes down there 365 feet in this cave. And we also saw people had like markings on the wall, so they would write something like Ozzy was here 1805.
I mean, even just to talk about Stephen Bishop, because that's really important. Stephen Bishop was a slave,
right?
Actually, officially, he's the first person to officially map out the cave,
right,
in 1836, I think.
Right,
we don't fact check here, right. Anyway, something around that time.
Fake news.
But the thing is that, you know, it's so amazing because, you know, he was still enslaved.
Right.
The underground, the cave was there. Was like that their was their escape. Freedom. Yeah, right. That was their freedom.
The only place they felt free.
Absolutely.
Right.
He was the best. He was in the best position, and he was the best person to actually map out that cave.
And something they mentioned also was that, well, Stephen Bishop, he was leading the elite. Those were the people that were coming to take tours of the cave at that time, because they were charging for those tours.
Yeah.
And you could tell that he was learning how to. He was getting educated by taking these people on the on the trail, and you could tell that because his handwriting at the start of the cave and then the handwriting at the end is so different.
Right.
Like, he started out writing like a, you know, like a elementary chicken school scratches. Spelling out his name, but by the time he's, you know, signing his name at the deeper ends of the cave, because
it's like graffiti, they're like marking their
the
names.
The calligraphy is like beautiful, and you know, so he also got an education as he led people, you know, down that trail. Yeah. So that's amazing. Another thing is, as we walked those parts, I felt like it was a surreal feeling just walking the same, you know, road that people
hundreds of years
had walked ago, and I could see people writing their names there and the year, and I was like, wow, people were here back then. Yeah.
And even many more years before then, you know, there were the native
American Indians
that also were, that used that space as, you know, places where they lived hid out in. So it was just, you're literally living through history. So
and the cave is rich in like limestone and flint, and so I think it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. So after the cave experience, we met a couple there that had been married for 37 years. Mm-hmm. And of course, we stayed back to talk to them.
Had this long conversation, which is an episode for another day.
But we always like to meet new people, make new friends. And I think that's something that also got us into this whole experience and adventure is, you know, some of our friends were saying that's not a black man thing to do. It's not an African thing to do.
We're generally risk averse.
Right. That's, but we love to make friends with people from everywhere. And that's something that I want to emphasize. If you're coming from outside, if you're non-immigrant coming to a new country, wherever that will be, one thing that I would really, really advocate for is fully integrate into that culture. Bring your rich culture to them.
Mm-hmm.
And because we are the only Africans in our little group of friends. Yeah. We're the only Nigerians. And there's certain things that our friends maybe probably thought about Africans or Nigerians. And we're able to tell them that, no, that's not it. This is what it is.
Right.
And so you're bringing a part of yourself and your culture, and you're teaching people that this is what really, really is about your culture. And that's important. You know, I always say that
it's beyond just a Wikipedia entry. We're actually living and telling them what actually happens. This is what our
culture is like. Yeah. And then I said this in a previous episode, but I'm going to say it again. You know, it's fine when people come to America and they go and form little communities of other Nigerians and do other activities. Because it's comfortable, activities. I guess. It's a comfortable thing to do. Yeah, and you do other activities with other Nigerians, and your only circle is just Nigerians. There's nothing bad with that. But I want you to think about venturing out of your circle and bringing your culture to people outside and, you know, sharing that rich culture with them, that diversity. You know, I think you'll be better off when you do that, because you actually get to learn about other people's cultures. You're not going to be left out when these great adventures happen. Absolutely. You know, and you have a richer experience. Yeah. Okay, so after the tour of the cave,
and we get after the tour, and then we they leave us,
right? Because we're having this long conversation. A couple that had been married for 37 years, you know, and chance to glean
right
from their wealth of their experience. Vast experience, yeah. Right. It was. I think that was amazing. Yeah. And then we caught up with the group and had like a little campfire
before we caught up with the group.
Okay.
Because Ozzy is such a scaredy cat. So like I mentioned, you know, the car that took us to the spot where we had the cave. Right. They had left us. So right. We had to walk back to the camp, which was maybe like an odd 20-minute walk.
20 minutes, yeah. Right.
We didn't know the directions, and there weren't clear directions.
And you guys were just heading into another trail.
Right. So it's me, Ozzy, and Lindele. And it was just like a scene out of a horror movie.
Right.
Ozzy is like the scared black woman, you know, who's like, guys, where are we going?
Right.
You
know?
And Lindele is like optimistic. She's like, yeah, I'm sure this place leads somewhere.
Right.
And you were I'm like half and half. I'm like, I'm sure it leads somewhere, but let's just go. Right. It was like almost like famous last words of just, you know, I'm sure we would find our way out.
Right.
But we did. We eventually did. Yeah.
Right. It was good.
It was the scenic route. Yeah. You know? Right. We saw more. So I guess that was a good thing.
Yeah, so we had a campfire, and that really reminded me about just in Nigeria, traveling to the east to see my grandparents. You know, we always had a fire with, you know, logs, firewood, and they would make food on it, and the food always tasted so good.
Food tastes better.
You know, when you make it with firewood, you know.
The food, however, wasn't cooked over the firewood.
No, it wasn't, actually. Only the s'mores were made in the fire.
Yeah.
Shout out to the angels.
Yes.
Gracie and Matt.
So like we mentioned earlier, we were kind of skeptical about the food.
Right.
But the food was really, really good.
Amazing. I never knew that a little stove in the middle of nowhere, camping outdoors, could produce that quality of food.
We had quesadillas and
tacos, maybe?
No, I think it was just the quesadillas we had.
Yeah, in the morning I had
tacos. I hope we're pronouncing that right.
We're probably butchering it.
But. Sorry. Anyway.
We're not really into, you know... We don't have a lot of Mexican food, but this was really, really good.
It was so good that, you know, once fast forward, when we get back, you know, we make a trip to Kroger.
We're buying cilantro, avocado.
We're buying all kinds of...
We're buying all kinds tomatoes of... Tomatoes and limes.
No, we're buying what? Like corn tacos and flour...
Right.
Burrito. I have no idea what they are, but they're the flatbread anyway.
Right. And we did pretty well. Yeah, we made like a real, you know, little taco that was good. But then 2 days later, Ade's going through the fridge and he's like, why is there sour cream in the fridge? Apparently we forgot to put sour cream when we made ours.
Well, I guess we would do better next time.
Yeah, so the campfire was great. Yeah. We told stories, we played games, and we played this game Kahoot, and we played psychology. It was fun.
Yeah, it was.
And then I had s'mores for the first time, and it was amazing.
S'mores were good. S'mores are messy, but
they're really sweet too.
Yeah, it's like a graham cracker, chocolate, marshmallow, it's just really messy.
It's messy, but I think I like the idea that even when you're camping, you can have dessert, right. So it's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. And so what's the takeaway for you from this whole trip?
I mean, it was fun. Like I said, it was something different. The good thing is that you actually have a video.
Right.
I hope you're going to share at some point. Of course.
If you want to see a little bit about what we did at Mammoth Cave, you need to follow us on Instagram, guys. African Princess in America. I get to share, you know, tidbits of a little bit of everything from Mammoth Cave, you know, little clips. If you have Instagram TV, I also share little clips on there. And if you think we're doing a great job, remember to rate us on iTunes, Tales of an African Princess in America. But what that actually does is it lets people know that this podcast is out there, and it actually brings more listeners, and people get to share their stories, you know, with us. And we get to share our unique story with them as well. So that's something that we would love for you guys to do if you would.
Cool.
All right. So something that I also picked up from this whole camping experience is, you know, don't limit yourself. I always say that. Don't limit yourself. Like, don't say people from my hometown don't do things like this. You know, people from your hometown are still in your hometown. And there's a reason for that, you know? Venture
out. Was that shade?
No, it wasn't actually. It wasn't. And okay. it's not a bad thing. Maybe yeah. they choose not to leave the hometown. But right. if you really want to see the world, and if you really want to make an impact and have a voice, you need to step out of your box.
Right.
Don't limit yourself and say, hey, you know, I don't do things like this. Or don't be scared to step out of your box and experience new things. Bring your culture to people. Share more of your culture with your friends. You know, for us, it was really a unique experience because I've never gone into a cave before. I didn't know there was life 375 feet on the ground. I never knew that, you know, there was fish there, there was a river there. Like, I didn't know that there were people who walked these parts thousands of years ago, right. or hundreds of years ago. And mm-hmm. so it was very enlightening for me, and I would have missed out on this unique adventure if I had said, I don't do things like this. You know? All right, baby. It's
definitely shade.
So do you think it's something that you're gonna do again?
Yeah,
if you
absolutely.
Get a chance?
Absolutely.
Like camping
the
whole weekend?
Like you mentioned, it's kind of cold now, but yeah, I definitely think that we would, sometime next year, we'll definitely do the whole camping experience. You know, we're just really... We weren't really sure because, you know, we were thinking of, oh, if you have to go camping, you have to get a tent, you have
right.
to get a
But you know what?
Bags
These things are not expensive.
Yeah, they really aren't.
When they broke it down to us and actually yeah. told us how much those things cost, we're like, wow, these are things we can actually afford.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't have to break the bank to actually have these unique experiences that you remain unforgettable. You know, all right, you guys, try something new. And if you're trying something new, please tag us so we can, you know, follow along and cheer you on and, you know, be part of the new things that you're trying. Thank you guys for listening again from Ozzy. Have a great week.
Hold up. Before you end, there wasn't an episode last week. What happened?
Oh, you guys. Life got in the way. Let me tell you something. I love to release episodes every Thursday, but I've been requested to write a chapter in a textbook, and I've been working on that every day. I actually go to the library for like 2 hours before I actually go to work. And so I've been doing that, and I completely lost track of time.
We want our episodes. We don't care.
And I completely lost track of time. And so sometimes, you know, you really want to do stuff, but life, schedules, everything gets in the way. I had to completely apologize, but we're back this week, guys.
And I guess you're doing an IG live, so you can talk about
Oh, yeah. Too. Oh, yeah. If you really want to see what's going on, please follow me on Instagram, African Princess in America, and you'll get to know exactly what's going on. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, remember to rate on iTunes, Tales of an African Princess in America. And if you're trying new things, go ahead and tag us. We'd love to know and follow along. From Addy and Ozzy, this is goodbye and have a great week.
Bye.
Do you know that you can support this podcast with a small monthly contribution, as little as $1 every month? If you'd like to do so, please visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Thank you.